Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Yudchas, Sukkah 18. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai taught the following law. Bayis Shenifchat, let's say you have a house which all of a sudden had a hole in the middle of it, V'sichach al gabav, and you put the schach, the roof, over the place where there's a hole. This was a law that we actually had in our Mishnah. Then we're going to say kasherah, that the sukkah is kosher. And this is from the principle of a dofen akuma, of a bent wall, that we're going to consider as though the roof of the house is really just an extension of the wall, and like the wall extends until the schach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai teaches. So the Gemara says, Amr Lafan of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, so Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Rabbi, my teacher, Parish, explain your words, because it's not always the case that the sukkah is kosher. Kach Piresh Abba, this is what my father, Rabbi Yossi, taught. If the schach is distant from the walls, Arba Amos, if it's more than 4 Amos, approximately 6 feet distant from the walls, the roof is more than 6 feet distant from the schach to the walls, then psua, it's going to be disqualified, and we're not going to say the law of a dofen akuma. And only if the schach is pachos mi arba amos, only if it's less than that is it kshera. Only if it's less than that is it kosher. So Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, you should have explained your words and explained that a sukkah is going to be permitted only when it's going to be the space of the dofen akuma, of the roof in between, is less than 4 amos. And that was the basic principle that he said to me, he should have said. So once the Gemara brings down one time that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai taught something, and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi, explain your words, the Gemara gives another example of where Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai said the same thing. So Darsh, where he said a law without explaining it, and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi said he should explain it. So Darsh, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Avruma. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai taught about an Avruma. What's an Avruma? It's a type of very small fish, Sharia. Such a fish is going to be permitted to eat. And we don't have to be concerned that this small fish, that there were small, little, non-kosher bugs that are attached to this fish that you can't distinguish before it. But the Avruma is going to be permitted. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai said. And Rashi says these are small fish that the shrutz and the creepy crawly creatures are not recognizable. So Amar Lafan of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, he said the same thing. Rabbi, he said, Rabbi, Parish, explain your words. Not always the case that these small fishes are permitted. Kach Amar Abba, this is what my father Rabbi Yossi taught. Shalmakom Poni Asur, that if it's in the place of such and such, it's going to be prohibited. What's the reason? Rashi says shrutzim gedelin ba'uso anahar, that the shrutzim are growing in that part of the river. Umirov kutnam en yachol afrisham she'ina nikarim, and because they're so small, you can't get them off there because they're not recognizable. They believed in the time of the Talmud. They believed in that there was this thing, spontaneous generation, that the fish, that certain creatures grew in a specific river. And so therefore, they believed that for this reason, in that river, it was going to be prohibited, because you can't tell that these creepy crawly creatures are attached to the fish. And so therefore, it's going to be prohibited. But shalmakom poni, but in a different place, it's going to be permitted, muteris. Because the river in the other place, it does not grow the shratzim. It does not grow it. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai said they were permitted because he lived in a place where there wasn't these creepy crawly creatures on top of the fish. And the Gemara brings a proof for this idea that sometimes you can eat a fish only in the place of where it grows. Ki hada amar Abai, like Abai taught, hai tzachanta devav naharad. Tzachanta is also a type of small fish, and it was devav naharad. It was in a river that was called Bav, the Bava River. And he said, the Abai said, Sharia, that those small fish are permitted to eat. My time, what's the reasoning? Iuema mishum diridifa maya. If you want to say, because the river Bav, the Bav River, flows very strong, is a strong current. Vahai dog tame, and this non-kosher fish, keeping the ways lechut hashedra, because it has no spine there, well, matzi kayim. It's not possible to have a non-kosher fish existing in these rivers, because the spine of these fish gives the ability to stand up in a fast-flowing river. So it can't be that that's the case. It can't be that. We see that there are non-kosher fish that exist in these fast-flowing rivers. So it must be, what's the reason why the fish in these rivers are going to be permitted? If you want to say mishum de malichei maya, you want to see that the river of the Bav River is salty, Vahidak Tame, even the Lesley Kilfa, and since a non kosher fish has no scales, Lo Motzi Koi, it's not able to be in existence in these in salt water because the scale is protected against the salt of the water. Again, we can't say that. We see that this non kosher fish is in existence in the salt water. So again, that's not a possibility. So it must be El Mishum de Lomarba Tinayu Dag Tame. So it must be that the reason is because in this Bav River, the mud of the river does not allow the non kosher fish to grow. Again, they believed in the spontaneous generation that the fish grew from the river, and so therefore, if it was in these rivers, you can't have these non kosher fish because they can't exist in that basically in that river. So, but says Ravina Vai Inna, but nowadays the Shafri. Nowadays the Shafri Nahar Eitan and Nahar Gamda. So nowadays we know that the Eitan River and the Gamda River both empty out into the Bav River, and they contribute this the non kosher fish grows in those rivers, and then they empty into them. Asira, of course, is going to be prohibited to eat this tachanta, this fish, because even though the fish doesn't, the non kosher creature does not grow in the Bav River, it's able to empty into it from these other rivers.